Welcome back to Texan Field here in Wimberley. Mike Blackwell with Randy Hermes with you. And what a great scene we have here in front of us with the players all sitting behind a district championship banner and parents and friends gathered around. And look who's leading the cheer, Randy. Weldon Nelms was leading the cheers after this game. Obviously, he is very proud of this district championship team that he has. 49-10 was our final here tonight. Wimberley took care of business against Burney. Everybody had been talking about this game all week long. This was the game to determine the district champion, and Wimberley went out and dominated from literally the first play of the football game. And you can tell Weldon Nelms, I'm not sure how old Weldon Nelms is, but tonight he's got to feel about 30 years younger than he really is as he high-fives his football team. And again, it does not get old for Coach Nelms. This will be his 12th district championship, and he is certainly pleased with his Texans here tonight. Here's how it happened. We got some highlights for you. Early in the ball game, it was Brady Lambert to Hunter Burchell on an 8-yard touchdown run to get things started. Shotgun formation for the first time. He's going to throw it out right side, corner of the end zone, and it's caught. Did he get his feet in? Yes, yeah. It's a touchdown. Dennis Smith then added a touchdown of his own with 7:01 left to play in the first quarter. They gave it to Smith at the 5-yard line. It'll be second down and goal now for the Texans. Again, Lambert with the I formation behind him. I think that's Dennis Smith dotting the I now. Let's see if the big, powerful running back gets the football. He's going to get the football, and he's going to score. 6-yard touchdown by Dennis Smith, 13-0. Wimberley then scored its third touchdown of the first quarter on that outstanding little pass to Hunter Burchell from Lambert. Lambert tossed it out to Burchell, and it went for a 58-yard score with 2 minutes and 38 seconds left to play in the first period. Brady Lambert and company now will take over at their own 42-yard line. 2:56 remaining. Wimberley leading it 14-0 over Burney. District championship on the line. Flip out into the left side. That is Burchell. Look out. He's got some running room. 45. Now he's running right. Look out. He's got a blocker. It's Lambert. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. 20. 10. 5. Drops the ball in the end zone. Then recovers it for a touchdown. How about that?
How do you like that for excitement? You getting your money's worth yet?
Trinity Wilson scored the first of his two touchdowns tonight in the second period with 6:28 left to play. He scored on an 8-yard run. Give us to Wilson, looking for running room. He's got the 5, breaks a tackle, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Trinity Wilson, 8-yard touchdown. Brady Lambert then got into the act right before the first half ended with 32 seconds left to play in the second period. This score gave the Texans a 35-3 lead. Trinity Wilson to the left of Lambert. 6-yard line. Again, first and goal. Here's Lambert. Takes the snap. He's going to run it himself. Left tackle. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Touchdown.
1. Touchdown. He's into the end zone. Brady Lambert, a 6-yard touchdown. How about that? Wilson scored the second of his touchdowns tonight on a 1-yard run with 10 minutes and 9 seconds left to play in the football game. That stretched the Wimberley lead to 42-10. And then Cameron Morris capped the scoring tonight on a 17-yard run with 5 minutes and 50 seconds left to play in the football game. 17-yard line, pitch right, it's Morris. Morris to the 15, to the 10, he's going to score. 5 touchdowns, 17 yards, Cameron Morris. And we would certainly be amiss if we didn't mention that Tano Avila was perfect on all 7 of his extra point tries. And Randy Hermes, not a lot to dissect here tonight. Clearly, Wimberley Texans were the better team here tonight by far. And just as clearly, the Texans are the class of District 26-3A.
That's right. Champions, undefeated season. They've certainly put on a show here tonight. You're right. There's not a lot of dissect. Coming into the game, the question was whether the defense would be able to step up. Kind of hyped up. We thought it was going to be closer than this. They blew it out of the water the first 3 possessions that the Greyhounds had the ball. Fantastic job all the way around.
Well, and the Texans were able to score touchdowns on the first three possessions of the ball game here tonight. I mean, they took care of business right out of the chute. And I remember in Bandera, I don't know if you remember this, we're on the roof there at Bandera. It's 14-6 at halftime, and me and you are looking at each other going, man, this is just not the Wimberley team that we're used to seeing. And they turned it on and I believe scored 28 points in the third period at that point in that third quarter. And since then, it seems like Wimberley has been on a mission to get started strong in every game that they played, because you know Weldon Elms gave them an earful after that. Since that time period, it seems like that Wimberley shows up at the stadium ready to play from Jump Street, and that was certainly the case here tonight.
Yeah, I don't believe they could have had a better showing before their first playoff game than what they did tonight. Again, they were hitting on all cylinders. All of the players were back except for one, and he was purposefully held out, although I think he might have been eligible to play. Again, we're talking about Blakemore.
Right.
I kind of had a loss for words, Mike. It was just a very impressive showing all the way around.
Yeah, it was just a dominating performance, and certainly some of the statistics will back that up. Well, Will Amick, he came into this game with 1,700 yards passing, 1,100 yards rushing tonight, 17 carries, 15 yards, and I have Bernie with 22 yards of rushing offense here tonight. He threw it for about 170 yards, but he threw it an awful lot. He threw it 33 times, and all of the passing, short game type passing that didn't really do much damage to that Wimberley Texans defense. And I tell you, if you can play defense, you got a shot in any game that you play, Randy. And certainly these Wimberley Texans headed into district, they can absolutely play some defense.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, next week, it looks like they're probably going to play Taylor at a site and time yet to be determined. We'll get that information out as soon as we can. But that's where it looks like we're heading with this. Then after that, we'll see where it goes. But, boy, they certainly poised, and they look great tonight.
Another couple of stats for you that stand out here tonight. Trinity Wilson, the leading rusher, he started his game off tonight with a 25-yard run. He finished the game 12 carries for 125 yards. Brady Lambert, 9 carries for 37 yards. Kobe Kelly, 4 carries for 35 yards. That's pretty good per carry average. Cameron Morris, 3 carries for 24 yards. And, yes, he scored a touchdown, in case you're wondering. Brady Lambert didn't really have to throw the ball a lot. Only 13 attempts. He completed 9 of those 13 and had one interception for only 88 yards. But, again, number one, his primary target, Brendan Blakemore, was over here with his letter jacket on the sidelines. He wasn't suited out tonight, and hopefully he'll be back next week. And number two, really, there was no need for Wimberley to throw the football here tonight, as they were ahead 21-0 after the first quarter. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our post-game show, maybe give you some scores and talk a little bit more about playoffs and wrap things up. You are listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com and KDRP 100.1 FM.
This Wimberley Football broadcast is made possible by DeMaster Daniel Insurance Agency, providing property and casualty insurance for Hays County. Locally owned and operated since 1983. Located at 15501 Ranch Road 12, Wimberley, Texas, or by phone at 847-5549. The staff at DeMaster Daniel Insurance proudly supports Wimberley schools and Texan football. Wimberley Texan football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Wimberley Pharmacy, offering compounding, wellness consultations, nutritional supplements, and hormone testing. Located on Joe Wimberley Boulevard across from the post office. Information available online at hillcountryrx.com and by phone at 847-2288. The Andersons and their entire staff wish the Texans the best of luck this season. Go Texans! Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberley and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at the Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season. Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Lori Gray of Horace Mann Insurance, specializing in auto, life, and home insurance, and annuities in the Wimberley, Dripping Springs, and Lake Travis areas. Available by phone at 847-5118 and via email, lori.gray@horacemann.com. Lori wishes all the best to the Texans on their 2011 season. Go Texans!
Back at Texans Field, Mike Blackwell here with Randy Hermes. Give us some of these scores, Randy, and talk about some of this these scores that you've got late tonight before we wrap things up.
Well, absolutely. With Wimberley's win tonight, that puts them obviously as the district champion, and will go into the Division II playoff bracket and will face Taylor next week, again, at a time and location to be determined. Bernie will finish second in the district. They'll go into the Division I or the large school playoff bracket and face Lampasas next week. It was still undecided coming into tonight's games, slew of games within the district, whether Navarro and Canyon Lake, which one of those would tie up that third playoff spot.
Right.
And right now, Canyon Lake leads Bandera in the fourth, 55-28, so that one looks like it's well in hand for Canyon Lake. But more interesting, or more importantly, Navarro, it leads Fredericksburg 36-7 in the fourth. If both of those teams win, Canyon Lake and Navarro, then Navarro would fill that third spot, and that certainly looks like the direction it's going to go here tonight. And so they'll face Liberty Hill next week in the first round of playoff. And on the same note, Lampasas played Taylor in a district contest tonight. And again, Taylor would be who the Texans will face next week. And Lampasas put a whooping on Taylor, 53-35, and that game's in the fourth.
Randy, appreciate all your work. Another great, great job.
I enjoyed it.
It's going to be fun next
Certainly
week.
Certainly exciting game. It is going to be fun next week, and not only next week, but I imagine it'll be quite a few games down the road after that, Mike.
Well, we certainly hope so. And, folks, we've done about all the damage we can do here tonight, so let's go ahead and put this one to bed. Once again, our final tonight from Texans Field. Wimberley defeats Bernie by a score of 49-10. The Texans are once again the champions of District 26-3A, so congratulations to Weldon Nelms and his ball club for winning another title. Our game tonight was brought to you by Cypress Creek Cafe and Club, Conley Car Wash, Wimberley Pharmacy, Stevens and Malone LLP, Blanco National Bank, Sip on the Square, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, Fancy That Photography, The Mail Stop, DeMasters Daniel Insurance, A Studio Z, and by Lone Oak Motors, I should say. And you guys over at Lone Oak, if you're listening, gas up something fancy for us because we're headed to the playoffs. And speaking of those playoffs, be sure to tune in to WimberleyRadio.com and to KDRP, and we will pass along all playoff information to you throughout the week. And one thing is certain, wherever the Texans are playing next week, we will be there with them on WimberleyRadio.com, and we certainly hope that you will join Randy and I for that. Speaking of Randy, we certainly want to thank him for another fine job tonight. Thanks also to Denver O'Neill for all of his fine work as well. The dream for the Texans is now six games away. You can begin the countdown. That dream, of course, is a state championship, by the way, will be played at Cowboys Stadium, in case you're curious, and the march toward that goal begins next week. What an exciting time for the fine folks here in Wimberley. I can't wait to jump on that playoff freight train. It is going to be an absolute ton of fun, and it'll be Wimberley and Taylor in the first round of that playoff fight. And again, our final tonight from Wimberley, Texans 49, Greyhounds 10. I'm Mike Blackwell. Had a great time, friends. We will see you next week in the playoffs. Good night, everybody.
Nice.